This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
How would you feel if you could put Amari Cooper in that list? I don't know why I got excited when I thought that maybe he was looking for another team. But then again, he just watched the Browns on Sunday while he was sitting out and probably said, that's not a team I want to go to right now. But not that he has a choice. Not his choice. But it sounds to me like he would like to hit the road, Jack, from Las Vegas. So there are all kinds of trade rumors. He reportedly informed the Raiders that he wants to be traded. And now there are plenty of teams that seem to be having preliminary interest, according to CBS Sports. The Steelers being one of them. Josina Anderson reporting that. The Cowboys, the Jets, reaching out, maybe
all kinds of teams
thinking about that.
You see the name Browns in there anywhere?
New Orleans? No, not really. But you said you saw somebody that had the Browns listed.
There was one time that I saw that. But you know, it was like 10 teams that could be interested in. Yeah, well, the Saskatchewan Roughriders might be there.
No. Have you seen their? They have really good wide receivers.
Latest one, 32 minutes ago from Cody Benjamin on CBS. These are typical. Cowboys. Okay. Why? Because the Cowboys. You know.
Right.
Jets. Why? Aaron Rodgers. Steelers. Why? Because they wanted Brandon Ayuk and they didn't get him. Also Saints. Why? Because Derek Carr and Davante Adams are college teammates, great buddies, great chemistry. All of a sudden, that hamstring that just suddenly creeped up on Thursday doesn't sound like that big of a deal. Did you see the Instagram like? This is one of the things that might be part of this. Is there was some Instagram thing that said that Davante Adams, somebody posted something that said Davante Adams might be traded, might want to trade, blah, blah, blah. Apparently, his head coach gave that a like, Antonio Pierce. And when Devontae was made aware of that, when he was talking to Kay Adams, no relation, on her little show,
right?
He was like, oh. And she said, have you talked to your coach? No, but I want to. See, Devontae, not only is he great in the Taco Bell commercials, he's a great wide receiver.
That is true.
He's really good. And he doesn't look like a guy who's aging. He is 32.
I'd be in trouble if I had one in my house, too, by the way.
They make the best tacos. Anyhow, I would think you could go pick him up. If a team wants him, you could pick him up and know that he's going to play well and play for you. Raiders have said they want a second-round draft choice. If I'm a contender, I'm giving him a second-round draft choice. He does not look like a guy who's been affected by the clock turning past 30. And I would go get him if I was a team that thought I was a really good wide receiver away. Now, you want to bring him to Cleveland? Great. I'd bring him to Cleveland, except for one thing. And I don't mean to be a wise guy here. Is this team shown and knows what to do with good wide receivers?
No. Well, Jarvis Landry, if you considered him a good wide receiver, right?
That's some time ago.
I know. It feels like it's been a while.
Odell?
No. They didn't know what they were doing with Odell.
I didn't think they did either.
No.
Do they know what they're doing with Amari?
At times?
At times. Exactly right, Andy.
Yeah, they're a holding call away from making you say, yes, they know what they're doing.
I think Jerry Jeudy is showing some real signs of life. But if you put Amari and Jerry Jeudy and Davante Adams on this offense together, is it going to be chaos? Are they going to figure out how to get the ball to them? Could Deshaun Watson get the ball to all those guys? Could the offensive line protect long enough? I don't, as much as I love Devontae Adams, and I do, I think he's a tremendous wide receiver. I don't know if it's a good fit. I love adding talent to that group.
Mm-hmm.
But I just wonder if it's a good fit, because I'm not sure the team knows what to do with them, would know what to do with them.
Well, it goes back to another part of the whole story for the Browns with Amari Cooper, right? So if they were willing to trade Amari in the beginning of the season, or at least listen to offers.
But they were for a big-time wide receiver.
Right. I don't know what – like, I don't know how the money works out on that either, too. Like, let's say you send Amari there and Devontae here. I'm just looking at cap hit money. And he's guaranteed $16.8 million, and he's carrying a $25 million cap hit this year.
All you got to do is restructure. You could make –
I don't know. They keep pushing everything down the road.
They can make anything work.
I don't know. I keep looking at that, and I'm trying to figure that out. So, but the question there then becomes – you know, I don't know that you're trading Amari Cooper for him, but what if that suddenly – what if you decide – what is it, November 5th, November 4th is the trade deadline? It's right around Election Day. That they want to trade Amari Cooper. What does that mean? And, like, would you trade Amari Cooper? And I'm saying – I'm like, immediately I started thinking, okay, Devontae Adams for Amari Cooper.
Sorry, what's the record of the trade deadline?
Well, that's the question, isn't it?
I would think so, because if it's one or two and whatever it might be at that point, what would that be? Six? If the Browns
two and
are,
six.
Browns are 1-6, 1-7, 2-7, 3-5, yeah, I'm trading Amari Cooper. Why? Because he's a free agent at the end of the year, and you've already shown you don't want him here.
That gets you to the bye week. They're in a weird spot. Like, the trade deadline comes right before the bye week for the Browns. So that they have the Chargers game. And then the trade deadline happens after that.
You'll know.
Is that right? Yeah.
You'll know on November 3rd, after you play the Chargers, whether you want to move key pieces on this team or not.
I'm not in a big hurry to move Amari Cooper. I'm not.
Well, neither am I.
A couple drops here, big deal. I don't care.
It has nothing to do with him, Andy. I think he's terrific.
Is it his contract?
I think it has everything to do with what their record is at the time of the trade deadline. It's nine games for the Browns when they hit the bye week. If they're 5-4, I'm not moving him. If they're 4-5, I'm not moving him. If they're 3-6, I'm thinking about it. If they're 2-7, I'm driving guys to the airport. If they're 2-7 at the trade deadline, heaven forbid, I'm driving guys with expiring contracts to the airport. Elijah Moore, thank you. It's been a pleasure. Amari, thank you. It's been a pleasure. Anybody on an expiring contract, if the Browns have stumbled to the bye week with a record of, like, you know, heaven forbid, 1-8, 2-7, maybe even 3-6, there's, from a business standpoint, Andy, there's no reason to hang on to guys on expiring contracts.
I can't disagree with you at all.
It's the baseball theory.
I mean, do we think that these guys are going to be sitting here? Do we think the Browns are going to be in that bad of shape? I don't know. I look at the record.
I don't.
Well, I think health is going to have a lot to do with that, and I think we all know that.
That's valid.
I think this week is a big week, because we might get some guys back this week. You could get David Njoku back this week. You could get Jedrick Wills back this week. You could get Jack Conklin back this week. Nick Chubb. I mean, I'm not saying he's coming back this week, but especially when today is really his first day back at a real practice. Let's see what he looks like today and how that shakes out. There's zero expectations for him to be dressed this week, right? They're in a 21-day window. You're not expecting Nick Chubb anytime soon, are you?
No, I'm not.
I'm not either. So
I hope that he's able to return, because that means his health is terrific. I'm not planning on him being here. If he's able to come back and they deem him healthy enough, great. That's by all means fantastic. But I'm not planning on it until they tell us that he's healthy enough to go.
I look at this Amari Cooper situation, and I'm like, ugh. And is it? It doesn't have to be a situation. Again, you know, I hate to say it, it's a situation because of a holding penalty now, and based on the fact in the beginning of the year that you thought, well, maybe we could put Cooper on the market,
and probably Maybe a couple of blown coverages too, right?
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. And just hanging on the ball. I mean, look, that interception just absolutely sucked. I mean, there's just not much more. The ball bounces up in the air. You know, it was just a weird play.
I don't want to make excuses for a guy, and I've just watched the play. If you notice, one of the Raiders kind of flashed in front of him, and it screamed to me, man, for just 1 second, that guy blocked his vision, and he should have still caught the ball. But for 1 second, his vision was disrupted, and that ball hit him right in the chest. It was on him before he knew it. It was clearly he needs to catch that ball, regardless of that. But if you're looking for an excuse and maybe a valid one, I think that's it. But, I mean, he's a really good wide receiver. He catches that ball. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Yeah, it just seems like things are just a tick off with him. And it's all correctable. I don't think that that's... Again, you'd be feeling great if it was at 82 yards that got called back, 82, 83 yards on that play. It's just so weird how one play can change your whole dynamic, the whole outlook on things. And by the way, that could have meant a victory for the team too. So and then all of a sudden you turn around and you're like, well, I wonder if they need Amari Cooper, if they could trade Amari Cooper, what situation could they be in there? So yeah. Let's talk a little bit more about that. One, do you want Davante Adams? Two, at what point would you pull the trigger on maybe trading Amari Cooper? 216-474-0092 or on social media on the X. You know where that's at CLE Talking Heads. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.